In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters, on this fourth Sunday of Great Lent. And today the Holy Church celebrates the memory of St. John Climacus. He was a 6th century righteous and ascetic monk who served as the abbot of St. Catherine's Monastery at the foot of Mount Sinai in Egypt. He wrote the great classic spiritual book, The Ladder of Divine Ascent, which describes the essence of the spiritual life, to acquire the virtues and to overcome the passions with God's help. Well, the gospel that is read today in honor of St. John Climacus comes from the 9 Beatitudes. And it's easy to see why the Holy Fathers chose this gospel, since the Ladder of Divine Ascent shows us in greater detail how we are to go about acquiring those virtues. We sing the Beatitudes each time we serve the Divine Liturgy, and perhaps because we have heard these so often, it's possible that we might overlook their profound spiritual meaning for us. Well, here are a few insights from Archbishop of Verki about the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He says this means to acknowledge one's own spiritual poverty, sinfulness, and nothingness. In other words, to humble oneself. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. They are blessed who, when they see and admit their own sins, weep over them, for they become reconciled to their conscience and are consoled. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Those who weep for their sins reach such an inner calm that they no longer are able to become angry and instead become meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Those who are zealous to do the will of God will reach that righteousness and justification from God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Having shown mercy to our brother, God will show mercy to us as well. But the opposite is also true. To the one who has shown no mercy, God will also judge without mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Sincere works of compassion cleanses the human heart from all sinful uncleanness. And those who have pure hearts are blessed, because they will see God with their heart as with a spiritual eye. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. They hate strife, and so become peacemakers, desiring to bring peace wherever they are. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Those who reach such spiritual heights have to be ready, because the sinful world that lies in sin will hate them for this truth of God, whose bearers they have become. And finally, the last beatitude, number 9, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Those who suffer much here on earth for Christ can expect a great reward in heaven. So Archbishop of Verki says that these 9 New Testament commandments called the Beatitudes are really a synopsis of the entire gospel. He also shows how they are interconnected. One virtue naturally leads to the next virtue. The Beatitudes are one of those things that they seem really simple on the surface of things. You know, blessed are the meek and, you know, all this, you know, it's very straightforward. And yet, if we really try and practice them, we find that they're very challenging to master. But this is why St. John wrote the Ladder of Divine Ascent, in order to help Christians better understand how we should go about acquiring these virtues and struggling against the passions. The passions have often been described as sort of a fire that can, you know, burn us and ruin our efforts to acquire the virtues. In Ephesians 6, verse 16, for example, St. Paul writes about the section on the spiritual warfare with the put on the whole armor of God and all that, and he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Even the temptations are described this way, as we might say, that person was inflamed with anger and they did this or that, and so on. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich says that prayer and fasting are two pillars of faith, two living fires that burn up the evil spirits. Fasting cleanses the body and soul of the passions, while prayer draws down the grace of the Holy Spirit. The ladder is a wonderful image for us of our spiritual life in that we must climb it rung by rung. Each time we struggle with God's help to overcome the passions and acquire the virtues, we make a little progress and climb higher toward our ultimate goal, which is the kingdom of heaven, as you see in the icon there. Well, brothers and sisters, we only have two more weeks of Great Lent, and then it will be Holy Week and Pascha. We should be like the farmer who has a limited window of time to plant the seeds if he hopes to have a good harvest in the fall. So let us, therefore, plant good spiritual seeds while there still is time. Even though prayer and fasting, you know, might seem a little tedious at times, especially, you know, after the fourth week of Lent, remember what the Lord said. When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that you don't appear unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. O merciful Lord, we pray that you will help us finish the course of the fast and grant us your grace, that we may be strengthened in spirit and inspired to fill all that you have commanded us to do, that with your help we may become profitable servants and join you one day in your heavenly kingdom. Glory be to our God.